What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the pedestal that narcissists put you on. You know how people, when people say, oh, you put in somebody on a, so-and-so put you on a pedestal, so-and-so raised you on a pedestal and things like that. So the pedestal, the love bombing process, you know, putting you, making you feel like nobody has ever made you feel before. I tell this to people right here, y'all, and I quote, the same pedestal a narcissist puts you on, a toxic person puts you on, is this, they can knock you off of it. The same pedestal they set you up on and treat you good, and you know, they'll put you on this pedestal and treat you good and worship you and things like that, make you feel like nobody's ever made you feel before, is the same exact pedestal that they can shake you off of. They can shake you off of. If y'all, you know, in my older generation and whatnot, if y'all seen Ace Ventura When Nature Calls Part 2, when they were standing on the pedestal with one foot, and you had to do that to pass. You had to do that to pass to get your adulthood in the tribe or whatever. That's like narcissism. Like how Ace Ventura was spitting, like shooting the spitballs at him, like whoo whoo, and trying to knock him off. They put him up there. They could take you down. You know what I'm saying? Narcissists love bomb you. They give you all this care, affection, and things like that. Y'all, yes, guess what, y'all? I still have my little list for my my dental procedure. So F, the letter F is going to sound weird. And letter B, buh, 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 buh. So fuh. See? New smile, y'all. I'm smiling. But yeah, the same pedestal they set you up on, they can take you off of. They just absolutely can, y'all. They'll love bomb you. They'll make you feel like nobody has ever felt before. In a good way and also in a bad way. You know, it's equal give, and then it's almost unequal take. They'll give you a lot in the beginning, but they end up taking more from you in the end. And that's why I tell so many people, like, speed is the weapon. Speed is absolutely the weapon of a narcissistic person. It just is. That's why you'll see a lot of narcissists like to move really, really fast in relationships. Because my personal point perspective on narcissism, like, I feel like if you get to know the real me, you wouldn't like me. Because a lot of times I question who I am, and I really don't know who I am sometimes. So if I don't like me sometimes, I don't think you will like me. So guess what? I'm going to give you everything you want and need to pretend to be who you want. You mean, I just like, I need to turn into who you think I need to turn into who you need me to be to keep you around, who you need me to be to keep you where we want to go and things like that. So it has to, you have to empower yourself. You just absolutely have to, because if you don't, you're going to get ran around, you're going to use, you're going to get abused, and you're going to get manipulated into just being in these circumstances, you're going to stay. Because guess what? Nobody has ever put you on a pedestal before. A lot of times I see this happen with narcissists. If you don't have a lot of relationship experience, or you know, you can be young, you can be older, but if you don't have a lot of relationship experience, you'll be vulnerable to a lot of narcissistic people, because you don't know, like, they put you on this pedestal, like, oh my goodness, this is the way love is supposed to be. And then they'll take it away. They'll start hacking. So this is what I call it. Like, the love bombing process is like putting you on the pedestal, right? And when the devaluation starts, it's like hacking the pedestal down. Like, you get lower and lower and lower. Every time they devalue you, they chop a piece off the pedestal. It's like, you know, like, matter of fact, Jenga, you know the Jenga game? How you build a little tower up and you start removing pieces until it falls down? That's how it is. They'll put you up or they'll build this nice little tower up and they'll start removing pieces. Hey, you're not as cute as you think you are. Hey, you're not as smart as you think you are. Hey, you're actually kind of short. Hey, you're actually kind of fat. Hey, you're kind of ugly, kind of unattractive. I don't know what I see in you. Hey, you're not as smart as you think you are. Hey, you don't make as much money as you need to make. Hey, there's so many people out here that look better than you. There's so many more people that are smarter than you. And all of a sudden, your tower crumbles. The tower that you have breaks down. They no longer put you on that same pedestal, and now you don't know what to do. That's why I tell people, like, when you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever, you have to understand that this is kind of the way that it goes. I tell you, the longer you stay in relationships, the worse it gets. Like, you start off lower than where you began. Because, like, that's why I say, they put you on this pedestal, and then by the end of the relationship dynamic, or why you, sometimes the relationship never ends, because a lot of people don't leave. Like, by the end, or near, like, the longer the relationship goes on, the lower you feel. You feel worse than what you started off with. You know what I mean? Especially if you were in a vulnerable time, like you were getting divorced, or you were somebody in your life has just passed away, or you were going through a bad breakup, and guess what? You met Prince or Princess Charming. They swept you off in your they swept you off your feet, and now they treat you horribly. Maybe it is. So you start to question yourself. Like, you just had a failed relationship or failed marriage or whatever. Now you're in a relationship with this person, and now it's going bad now. So you start to blame yourself. You're like, wait, maybe this is my fault. Like, I've had back-to-back relationships fail. It can't be them. It has to be me, right? It has. So you start to blame yourself, and you start trying harder to make it work. You start staying longer to make it work. You start trying, giving up more to try to make this work. But I tell this to people all the time, and I'm doing a longer video on this. Nothing you ever do for a narcissist will ever be enough. It's just not. I know people don't want to hear that. People are like, well, Lee, I want to try my hardest. And that's heartbreaking. That's triggering. That makes me sad. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. Nothing you do for a narcissist will ever be enough. Yeah, they might smile in the moment, but they're going to ask for more. They're going to ask for more. You know what I mean? Please, sir, I want some more soup. You know what I mean? What's the movie? Oliver Wilde, whatever. Please, sir, I want some more pork, some more gruel, whatever you call it. You know what I mean? So you have to stand in your truth. You have to stand in your power and things like that. I'm just telling y'all, it's just like, it doesn't get better. So many people just stay holding on to the hope that you're trying to crawl back up. You say you're trying to crawl back up the pedestal because it felt good up there. It felt good on that pedestal, didn't you? It felt good getting married in 4 months when you have your best friends have been engaged or in relationships for 5, 6, 7 years. You done passed all of them. Y'all done got married in 4 months. Y'all got a baby on the way in 5 months and things like that. Y'all moving super fast. It felt good to go blow past everybody, didn't it? But then when you get knocked off that pedestal, you're going to watch your head. Put a helmet on because you're going to bump your head on the way down. I'm telling you, if it doesn't feel right, it's not right. If you're moving too fast, it's too fast. Slow the hell down. I'm just telling y'all, slowing down would save y'all so much time, effort, and energy. I promise y'all it just would. Y'all want to move so fast. You want to fall in love fast. I tell everybody, like, we live in such a microwave society that everybody is fighting for that pedestal. You want to be on that pedestal, you know, and a lot of times, it's embarrassing because y'all move so fast and people are telling you, like, hey, y'all move kind of fast. You're like, y'all, you're jealous, rabble, rabble, rabble. And then when it falls apart, you look silly. You don't want to tell anybody, so you keep it to yourself. You suffer in silence now because you didn't snap at people, told them they didn't know who you were, who you were dealing with, and rabble, 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 blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You get it. I'm saying, y'all understand all of that stuff right there, but now you're embarrassed to go back and talk to people about it because guess what? They were right. And now your pride is getting in the way, and your pride keeps you in a toxic-ass relationship because you didn't shun everybody else away because they didn't know him. They didn't know her. You know, yet you don't know them. You don't know what you're talking about. Rapper, rapper, rapper. And it turns out they did. You know what I mean? But anyway, y'all, thank you for tuning into the episode. I'm going to cut this episode. It's hot in this office today for some reason. I'm turning the heat on or something. You know what I mean? It started off cold, but it's got hot later on in the day. But look, live in-person workshop, Virginia Beach, Virginia, September 24th. Me and Ben Taylor, link is go to mentalhealness.net or check my bio for the link and things like that. Austin, Texas, October 15th, big meetup and group. And then Toronto, Canada, November the 19th, y'all. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Healness is out. Peace.